Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where we try to make some sense out of Monday's market activity, a quiet day. Christy Van Aan, Van Aan and Company.
There's just a lot of uncertainty around the market, and clearly the stock market continues to rally, up over 550 points right now for the Dow, and you're looking at it and you're saying, geez Louise, but I just think that this market is looking at it and saying there are some uncertainties. Obviously, we've had a mixed message from President Trump over the last kind of 3 or 4 days about China. So he originally started with their first tweet on Friday. Saturday came in with 100% tariffs. And then Sunday kind of backtracked it after some negative reactions from the outside markets and said, hey, no, President Xi had a bad day. We talked, we're good. Don't worry about China. And so this market just feels like it's very much on edge because they just don't know what to believe right now. And, President Xi and China are just, they don't really like to play into the media and like to announce things. Yeah. And so they will voice when they're frustrated. But overall, we haven't really heard their side of the story yet. You did have U.S. Treasury come out and say that they've had multiple talks with Chinese officials over the weekend, and they are still set for President Trump and President Xi to meet in South Korea on the 30th. And so hopefully that still happens. I just think the market's a little skittish right now. The soybean market is taking it as a positive today. I don't know if you really call it a positive, but it stopped the worry to a degree that they're still meeting and that you could still see something happen. I have very little faith that China's going to come in here. They had, one of their highest imports of soybeans this last month. They're gobbling up as much as they can from Brazil. They got some from Argentina. It just feels like they're trying to bypass the U.S. To get to Brazil's next crop. Brazil's having, I think it's like the third fastest planting pace right now. Printed, they're like 13%. So it is what it is. But I mean, I'm just very concerned about this. But on the technical side of things, soybeans held once again right where they needed to, above $10. So we're going to call that a win for now. There's very few times I can remember in history that you just let the market be the market that it is. And that's what we're dealing with right now. It's very quiet. It's like watching paint dry. Very little movement. New contract lows consistently for the wheat complex. You just got to give it some space. And when it comes back, I think it'll come back with a force. But you just got to give it some space. Corn for the same thing. Corn's right at a level it needs to hold as well. If we don't hold here, you're looking at 392, which is, about 18 cents away. So it's not the end of the world, but it's 18 cents nonetheless, right? So we have to remember that. That the ranges are small, but there's still some risk on the table.
And with a huge crop coming, maybe not as big as everyone expected or hoped for, but hard times down on the farm, there is confusing data or projections from the government during the shutdown.
And that's the general consensus from the entire, U.S. is just that it's not as great as it was. We had a dry finish in a lot of areas. But the problem is right now, USDA is plugging in and forecasting a ton of demand. I mean, over 600 million bushel more feed usage year over year for corn when we have less cows, we have less pigs. That's concerning to me. So if you drop this yield, are we just going to see a wash here with the demand side of things? We know exports remain very strong. Some of that has to do with the fact that Mexico's got a lot more corn. They have a lot more cows because they can't get across the border. So they're feeding them more, right? And so it's kind of taking away from our feed use, adding to the export. So I can see exports remaining strong or even a little bit stronger, but that 600 million on feed use is a huge number. And then on the same side of things, if China doesn't show up to the table, we're overstating export demand in a big way for soybeans. So even if that yield comes down, there is room to wash it. And I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer because the demand could be there. We can't rule out China yet. But yes, I think that the general consensus is yields are lower. But I think right now the market just doesn't even care about that.
But the headliners yesterday, gold over $4,100 an ounce and cattle futures.
We know the fundamental story remains tight. We know that. It doesn't look like you're going to have the border open anytime soon. You briefly heard the conversations between Brazil and the U.S., and you haven't really heard much more after that as well. And so I just think the general consensus is friendly. And when you have the stock market up over 500 points, it's going to lend some support to cattle as well. And so after a nice rebound, I think that pullback that you got in the cattle market was so refreshing. It was not a large one, but it was enough to kind of, I think, cleanse some traders and bring in some new buyers. And that's exactly what you need in a bull market.
Okay. Christy Van Aan, Van Aan and Company on Monday's Markets. This is Inside Agriculture, where we now check the week ahead weather forecast.